We're just very pleased that Clitheroe has once again made the commitment to serve this part of the community. It's a really fragile population.
Stacy Toner is Deputy Director of the State Division of Behavioral Health. She describes how last May, the state ordered the specialized treatment unit of Clitheroe's Alcohol and Substance Abuse Center closed.
There were some health and safety concerns in terms of our worry that patients were not going to be maintained safely in the facility. And so we had to ask them to close while they addressed some of those concerns.
The closure involved 6 detoxification and 4 specialized substance abuse treatment beds. The state's order did not affect Clitheroe's more than 50 residential clients, nor its outpatient substance abuse programs. The Clitheroe Center is run by the Salvation Army's Alaska Division. Jenny Raglan is its spokesperson.
It is a pilot program, so sometimes there are little bumps and hurdles that we encounter when new programs are open and operating, and we're just really glad that we were able to work through those issues and review the standards and work cooperatively with the state and get the doors reopened.
The pilot detoxification program and specialized treatment unit arose from modifications to the state's Title 47 laws. Title 47 deals with involuntary commitment situations. State Senator Johnny Ellis of Anchorage proposed the changes as a way to help individuals whose alcohol abuse posed an immediate danger to themselves. After the new law passed, the Salvation Army agreed to work with the state to provide the special detox unit at its Clitheroe facility. It's the only such program in Alaska.
Chronic public inebriates who are determined by a medical professional can be placed into the Salvation Army Specialized Treatment Unit under a 48-hour hold and placed into the detox unit. Once that 48-hour hold is coming to conclusion, there can be an extension granted, again, under court order for up to 30 days for that individual to remain in detox and or treatment.
The initial referral can come from the authorities or, in some cases, family members. Although Clitheroe has helped alcoholics for years, the ones coming into the special detoxification unit often had multiple problems, and that situation could present safety issues beyond what the facility normally encountered.
We're talking about people who come with multiple medical issues in addition to dealing with the physical issues of addiction and life maybe on the streets or life with not a lot of daily functioning skills.
Beyond the time needed to improve the safety elements to the state's satisfaction, Raglan says the rehiring process also extended the closure. The detoxification staff positions had to be filled again with careful attention to qualifications, plus there was a new nurse manager position required. But Raglan says the timing for the reopening could not be better. With the weather starting to turn cold, the detoxification unit can once again offer help to the most fragile of the chronic inebriates living on Anchorage streets. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.